There you are. Finally bothered to show up. I thought our dates meant more to you than this. Showing up 2 minutes late? Are you fucking kidding me? If they canceled our reservation, you would have to set up another one. I hope you understand that. Are you done? I don't actually recall asking for your pitiful excuses, so all you accomplished was wasting even more of my time. Just be quiet and take me to the restaurant.
Move.
Wow. I must say, this place looks lavish. The menu is eclectic, and the ambience is superb. I wish I could compliment your choice of venue a little more, but why are we sitting at this open table? I thought I was pretty clear we needed a private booth. Well, of course it costs extra. It's important. Good things are always expensive. That's why you spend so much when you're with me. Because I'm the best thing that'll ever happen to you in your entire miserable life. Excuse me. Yes, we're ready to order. Okay, I'll start out with the caviar dip nachos. For an entree, I'll be having the filet mignon and lobster tail surf and turf. Thank you. I'll also have the Wagyu truffle burger. Substitute the side with sweet potato fries. And I'd like a double fudge cheesecake to go when we finish the entrees. You can order now. Sorry, miss. Looks like we're going to be sharing the food I ordered. Yeah, he just has no confidence that I can finish it all. So he won't be ordering. I hope that's okay. I hope you know that was downright pathetic. Not ordering for yourself to save money. Well, it doesn't actually concern me. So all I can really say is, when my food gets here, don't even think about touching any of it. Of course I can't finish it all in one sitting, you idiot. That doesn't mean it belongs to you. You can change your mind at any time and order something for yourself. Or you can just fill up on the free bread. And since you couldn't be bothered to buy the private booth, everyone will see you silently enjoying the company of a barely legal girl, less than half your age. Sure, you know I'm 20, but I could easily convince these people I'm only 17. Such an enviable position you're in. I hope you at least try to enjoy it.
Wow, that was so fast.
Thank you. Completely forgot how fancy restaurants can be so stingy with their portion sizes. I was looking forward to some fancy leftovers, but instead I'm just barely full. Maybe filling up on bread really was the right choice. So, what did you want to do after this? I see. Well, that's a dumb fucking idea. It suits you. We'll go shopping instead. You can't? Can't or won't. I figured as much. You know, I truly do not appreciate the idea of you trying to fight me on this. Mainly because we both know that you don't have enough of a spine to go against me. If you did, we wouldn't even be here right now. So once again, you are just wasting both of our time. And for what? To make you feel better. Do you only get to feel like a real man when you're arguing with a girl who looks like she's in high school? You disgusting creep. Remind me later to tell you all about what it means to be a real man. But it can wait until we finish shopping. I'm going to a party tomorrow, so I have a lot to prepare. Let's go. Okay, I think I narrowed it down to these two dresses. Since you can't give me any helpful feedback as is, I'll just have to try them on here. When I do, give me your honest opinion on which one you think suits me more. You should be happy. For a limited time, I'll value your opinion over your money. Don't make me regret it. Oh, and no peeking. You can't afford it, no matter how much overtime you do. But you're free to listen to the sound of a young girl changing, you degenerate. Okay, all set. How do I look? Surely you can come up with something better than that. God, I really did regret taking you seriously. It's my fault for seeing you as more than an ATM for even a second. Forget it. I don't have time for this. I'm taking this outfit off, and you're gonna buy me both. Excuse me? You sure are talking back to me more than usual. Maybe you really are trying to grow a spine. But like I said, I don't have time for this. Okay, I'll just get one of my friends to give me their opinion instead. Let's get out of here. I still need to buy a present. Yeah, a present. Oh, did I not tell you? It's a birthday party for one of my favorite schoolmates. A real sweet girl from a class below mine. She used to always look up to me and follow me around everywhere. If I told her to jump, she'd ask, on whose back? I kept in contact with her after I graduated, but this will be our first time meeting since then. We'll both have so many things to tell each other. Her name? You shameless idiot. As if I would give you any personal info about a high school girl. Do you want me to call the cops on you? Just focus on paying for whatever gift I pick out.
What the hell are you lagging behind for? Will you hurry up?
She is gonna love this necklace. She always said this jewel was her favorite, and I can understand why. It's gorgeous. Bet it would look even better shimmering in the moonlight, don't you think? I guess you would know better than me. You turned into an expert when we got to the jeweler. Why do you know so much? Can't say I expected that. Your daughter's birthstone? Guess I'm not the first girl you've bought fancy jewelry for. What are you getting so upset for? Did I say something that wasn't true? Exactly. So don't look at me with those angry eyes. Look at the floor, like you're used to, you fucking loser. Besides, We're almost at the usual hotel.
Open the door, maybe.
Thanks.
Home sweet home. Is it weird to say that about a hotel room?
If you say so.
Anyway, sit here on the floor, laying back against the bed. Good. Now don't move. I said don't move. Sitting like this with my thighs on your shoulders so you can feel their warmth against your cheeks. It's much more stimulation than you deserve. Just be quiet and enjoy it while I count up this week's allowance from your wallet. One, two, three, four, five. Pretty low this week. Well, I'll settle for the present this time. Hey, are you okay down there? I can actually hear you thinking, and steam is coming out of your ears. So tell me what's got you so worried. Well, come on. You know you can be honest with me. Just tell me how you really feel. Whatever it is. In fact, you could even tell me how you think I'm a weird little slut who fucks old men for money. You know you want to.
Are you serious? You don't feel that way?
That's interesting, but I'm glad. Mainly because it's not true. Sure, I'll admit I'm weird and I get older guys to pay me, but I don't put out for them. I'm very particular about my clientele. I'm very good at picking out guys who are desperate enough to use my services, but not desperate enough to commit a crime at my expense. You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting sidetracked. You're supposed to be telling me something, not the other way around. So what is it?
Why?
You're gonna have to be more specific. Oh, I get it now. You want to know why I still hang out with a pathetic waste of space like yourself, instead of getting a new client? Excellent question. Well,
your money, obviously.
What, you think there's some deeper meaning or something? Was it that obvious?
Okay. Let me just... I'm only gonna say this once, so your pea brain better focus. I guess you remind me of someone. I said it earlier, right? That I would tell you about a real man.
Well, this guy, he had the brightest smile. He lit up a room just from walking in it. He was kind and smart. Really, his intelligence was only matched by his emotional intelligence. He was a top earner in his sales department, and he took great care of his family. Everyone loved him. And he had it all. At least, until I got to him. That's right. He was another client of mine. One of my first, actually. I saw him checking me out on the train one day. Turns out, despite what most people thought of him, he was just as depraved as your average old bastard. Of course, I used that to my advantage. You would not believe how much money he gave me in total. I mean, literally, could not imagine. Just believe me when I say I'm going easy on you with the things I ask for. He gave me so much money, and I didn't even let him touch anything important. So I thought to myself, if I could make use of someone like that,
then breaking a string bean like this should be child's play. And it was. Always so happy to part with your money if you thought it might make me smile. Always willing to do whatever I said, even with the occasional resistance and idle threats. You were by far one of my easiest marks, you absolute fucking moron. Hey, that was a compliment. You should be proud of that. Do you know how many guys would kill to be in your position? Do you know how many already have? None, of course. Although I can't deny the thought crosses my mind every once in a while. But don't worry, I wouldn't make you do anything that could get you arrested. That daughter of yours, she would probably be heartbroken if that happened. Speaking of, you should tell me more about her. How is she doing? Can you even properly provide for her after spending all your hard-earned cash on some other girl? Oh, right. She doesn't live with you anymore. She went with your wife after she divorced you. But it's okay. As long as you pay child support, you still get to see her every other weekend. That's a great deal you worked out, considering you get to spend the other weekends with me. How do I know? You don't remember telling me. I wonder where else I could have heard it from. God, you really haven't figured it out. Fine, I'll spell it out for you. Your daughter. Her birthday is tomorrow, right? Now that was amazing. Such a strong chill went down your spine, I could almost feel it myself. That's right. The girl I'm friends with, the one we just bought a present for, is none other than your own lovely daughter. You think I'm going to hurt her? Don't you have that a little twisted? You're the adult who's been seeking my company for who knows how long. Sure, I know we only started recently, but how would anyone else know? Especially everyone at tomorrow's birthday party. Whose side do you think they would be on? You think I wouldn't tell? Do you want to fucking try me? I mean, you're right. Normally I wouldn't bother. But you've been so damn cheeky all night, and it makes me want to put you back in your place. You have no power in this relationship. If you ever did, you gave it to me a long time ago. And you will never get it back, because you are too damn weak to take it. I own you. Not just your wallet, but your body and soul. I could make it so you never see your daughter again. People would pity me for being strung along by a creep like you. Then, in the midst of all those concerned people, we'll just be a different creep who I can use. The cycle repeats on and on. That's how the world works. If you knew that, you would have stayed away from me. But you are as naive as you are pathetic. So, are you finished pretending you can resist me? Or do I have to take your phone and send some pictures to the family chat? It's really up to you. Louder, damn it. Good answer. I guess that's enough for tonight. You got me pretty worked up, so I'll be going now. Make sure to clean up before you check out. They might charge you extra if they find pieces of your shattered ego on the floor. I'll see you tomorrow.